Hey there. Thanks for checking out this episode of H&M Live. Your support is always greatly appreciated, as I'm always striving to provide content that enlightens, entertains, and educates. Look, I've just enabled supporter functionality on the podcast, so click the link in the show description, and any support that you provide will be greatly appreciated. Be well.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
What's going on, y'all? James Hicks here from Infotainment News and ITN Live. Look, been wanting to do this for a long time. This being starting a podcast to go along with the site and go along with the other social media platforms we have. But been always trying to find the right platform to use, right? Been looking for how to get the message out to our engaged readers, our engaged viewers, how to monetize. And believe it or not, I found the right platform that's getting the job done, that's going to be easy to use and easy to set up. That platform is Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. Check it out. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now. This is an ad for Anchor, if you didn't guess that by now. Check it out. If you want to get started with Anchor, if you want to start sending out your message, owning your own platform, broadcasting your message, go to anchor.fm/start. Join me, join the rest of the diverse authors and owners of content out there. Get your podcast off the ground. Let us know where it is. Talk to you soon. Y'all be cool. Alright, let's do this, folks. Welcome to another episode of ITN Live, a community-driven project of Infotainment News, powered by Anchor.fm and proudly hosted by our friends at PageLee.com. I'm your host, James Hicks, coming to you right from my hotel in beautiful Denver. So let's see, shouts out to the Marriott Denver South at Park Meadows. I'm here for a few days on business. Just got situated. Why not record an episode of ITN Live and get you guys up to speed of what to expect from this podcast? Been thinking about how we're going to do this. There's going to be a handful of segments, a handful of series, a lot of discussion. Kind of as I said in the episode zero, the idea is to become fully engaged and collaborative with you, our readers and our viewers on infotainmentnews.net. So I was thinking on the weekdays, have a different topic, subject matter. So Mondays would be something specific. I'm calling it Monday Mindset. Tuesdays is going to be a Tech Tuesday. Workout Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday. I don't even know what that's going to be about. So, you know, I was thinking about that when I was in the middle of a workout at the gym. So we'll figure out what that's going to be about. And then Freestyle Fridays. Yeah, I know that's going to be fun. But today is Tuesday, so let's talk tech on Tuesday. I'm a big earphone guy. Unfortunately, for my wallet, I've probably purchased every single pair of headphones or earbuds that are on the market today. No joke. I have Bose, I have AirPods, JVC, JLab, who else? It doesn't matter. If they're out there, I've had them, and I've either kept them, thrown them in the trash, or given them to my kids who get my hand-me-down technology equipment. I'm gonna say though, right now, I know there's always this big noise whenever Apple does an announcement or comes out with a product, and we feel that, well, not everyone, but people feel that they have to have that latest Apple product because they pull at the heartstrings and they make it so pretty, make it so easy to use. So everyone feels, oh, I got to get to the Apple store, I got to get that. But I've had the AirPods, they always fall out of my head, and I know I'm not the only person who feels that way. So I can't put them at the top of my list in terms of a go-to all the time earphone, especially for what I do and what I wear them for, working out at a gym, running and biking. So I'm actually right now want to promote and tell you guys to take a look at the Jabra Elite Active 65Ts. They're amazing. They fit in your head without falling out like the AirPods. They don't have the loops like the Bose Beats. I hate the loops on those, and kind of disappointed that the renders that we're seeing for the proposed next release of the wireless Beats still has those ear loops. So the Jabras fit into your ear and actually you kind of screw them in, or they kind of cinch in. They don't fall out. I purposely try to shake them out of my head. They don't fall out. They're about the same price as all of the other top brands, about $150. They've got great Bluetooth connectivity. They've got the auto on, auto off, so you take one out of your ear and your music or your podcast, whatever, will stop playing until you put the other one in. I'm not going to tell you, I'm not recommending what you buy. I'm just telling you all these other options, and I highly recommend you going out and taking a look at the Jabra Elite, either the Elite 65Ts or the Elite Active 65Ts. The Actives have higher water resistance and waterproofing, so you can actually wear them in the shower for whatever reason, or better sweatproof. They've also got a integrated motion sensor, so kind of like a pedometer, but at this point, that piece is actually pretty useless. I don't think anyone's really using that. But sound quality is on par with something like Bose. I got rid of the Bose just because of the large earpieces, right? And I know you got to have those big pieces for the drivers and for that deep bass that they provide. But I didn't like walking around the gym looking like Frankenstein with two plugs sticking out of my face. So enough of that ramble. That's the recommendation of the day for Tech Tuesday. Earbuds, go check out the Jabras Elite 65Ts or the Elite Active 65Ts. Those are my recommendation. What do you guys got? Talk to me. Again, Tech Tuesday, so who knows? Like I said, I just landed in Denver. I'm going to be here for 3 days. I'm going to be sitting around drinking beer, hanging out with some of my colleagues, and I have a lot of time if I'm not at the gym working out, so I'll just be sitting, staring out the window at my hotel. May do another episode, may just do some bonus episodes, just some quick rants talking about, you know, stock market, seeing what's going on with Lyft, seeing what's going on with Levi's. I'm still watching that since they just IPO'd. Some other companies that are piquing interest as well, and wondering if you guys are going to get in on some of these new Silicon Valley IPOs that are planning to present themselves. That being said, you know, we couldn't do this show without you and your support, so for that, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to another episode of ITN Live. Click the link to subscribe so you get notified of each episode. Hey, tell your friends. And also, you know, tell us what you want to hear in future episodes. Follow our site, infotainmentnews.net. Keep up with me on Twitter at James Hicks, or on Instagram at Jay Hicks. And with that, take care. Thanks again. And always remember, stay ready so you won't have to get ready. We out.